Santa Cruz bringing the love. Woo! Burn one down with us. Burn the Sanders.
The streets leading to the Kaiser Permanente Arena in downtown Santa Cruz buzz with energy. As a line of Bernie Sanders supporters stretches around the block, Sage Conrick sells buttons and hats from two folding tables set up on the corner.
I've got Talk Bernie to Me 2016 shirts with a giant peace sign on the front.
The 17-year-old from Kansas City, Missouri, has been following the Sanders campaign.
Oh, I've gone to Kentucky, Kansas, Florida. I like seeing his crowd. There's a wide variety of different people here, and I love it. I love seeing that. So.
And while he's wearing a pink t-shirt that says, Talk Bernie to Me, he's more of an entrepreneur than supporter himself. Conrick leans in close to whisper his candidate of choice.
Trump.
The crowd of Sanders supporters spells opportunity for lots of groups. There's $27 parking across from the arena, a portable photo booth.
Get your photo with them right here.
And some wave signs for unrelated local elections. The huge crowd also spells opportunity for Sanders supporters. Mary Graydon Fontana hopes to reach independent voters with a sign around her neck that reads, no party preference voters, you can still vote for Bernie.
So what they need to do is they need to ask for a Democratic ballot. They turn their no party preference ballot in.
She has been with the group Santa Cruz for Bernie since last summer.
And I'm 70 and I have never been so excited about a campaign. So it's not just the young people.
She's hopeful the progressive movement started by Bernie Sanders will carry on after the election and seep into local politics. It's an idea echoed inside the arena when Santa Cruz for Bernie volunteer Eric Erickson takes the stage.
So now that we have the experience of organizing around a candidate, we can elect new faces to our city council that truly represent our progressive values.
The arena fills to capacity with more than 2,000 supporters and hundreds more still outside. Watsonville Mayor Felipe Hernandez introduces the candidate for the Democratic nomination for president.
The next president of the United States of America, Bernie Sanders! Do you feel the burn?
Thank you, Santa Cruz!
Sanders gets down to the business of next week's tight primary race against Hillary Clinton. Sanders tells the crowd it's really the superdelegates who will ultimately decide who gets the Democratic nomination, so he has a message for them.
Given the system that we have, which is an absurd system, but it is a system, I want you as superdelegates to take a hard look at which candidate and which campaign can beat Donald Trump.
Sanders' ideas drew huge applause, from tuition-free college to demilitarizing the police and how the law treats drug addiction.
What we have got to do is recognize that addiction and drug abuse are not criminal issues, but health issues.
Outside, high school senior Amber McCormick says it all felt like common sense.
It is really competitive, so you need a college education, and it just makes sense to, like, have it be free.
Sanders' swing through California continues Wednesday with rallies in Palo Alto and Davis. Hillary Clinton returns to the state later this week. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.